Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome here tonight. Here we are again on a Friday night live, and we're going to be sharing the word with you in just a few minutes, and appreciate you tuning in today and being here with us as we just glorify Jesus and lift up the Father. And so we're happy to have you, and God bless you tonight, and we're going to open up with some news as we start out tonight, and bless you in Jesus' name, and pray things are well with you and things will get better in Jesus' name. All right, here we're going to have some news here. Okay, let's get into this. This is the 31st day, the last day of the month here, and the last Friday of the month as well. So we'll see you in April next time. All right, tomorrow, Trans Day of Vengeance, they say, to protest, and it supposedly even started today. They don't care that the trans killed people. They're just mad because the police shot this trans. They're using that as an excuse to have Trans Vengeance Day, Day of Vengeance. Well, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for protecting people from them as well. Illinois high schools face face disciplinary actions after protesting trans bathroom policy. They don't want, men in their bathroom, the women there. They don't want men who think they're women or whatever or acting like women so they could be in there. Excuse me. But they are facing disciplinary action because they protested it. My, how far from normal people have gone. Top female cyclist announces retirement. She said, "I have decided to end my cycling career." After losing to transgender man, Hannah Arnsman, she said that this has been increasingly discouraging to train as hard as I do, only to lose to a man with the unfair advantage of an androgenized body that intrinsically gives him an obvious advantage over me no matter how hard I train," she said. Well, men, they have a different body system, a different muscular system, and so it's not fair to have them go in and claim they're females, and even though they don't have the body of a female. Anyway, huge block of Gulf of Mexico auction for oil drilling, infuriating Biden's climate activists. 73.4 million acres auctioned today, despite Biden's administration pledge to end new leasing as part of the climate change initiatives. Well, it's not going quite that way then, is it? Okay. Here we have an interesting one. Odisha, India, hit by an unprecedented 5,000 lightning strikes within a 30-minute span. Five people are dead as well from it. And so we see the signs in the heavens. Strange days as we live in these latter days before the return of Jesus. Yeah. So to be expected. The Bible tells us these things will be happening. So J.P. Morgan Chase is following China. They want people to pay for the goods they buy with face and palm scans instead of credit and debit cards. And they've announced plans to pilot a new technology following similar plans in China. Okay, well, we don't want that. They don't need the New World Order just moving in with their globalistic policy here to force us to be face scanned and palm scanned to buy or sell. And, of course, it probably get worse than that before this is all over. But anyway, a new report on the vaccine finds that 26.6 million people were injured by taking the jab. and 1.36 million people were disabled by taking the jab, and 300,000 were killed, is what this report is saying. I understand that it's more than that by now. And it cost the economy nearly $150 billion in just the year of 2022 alone. That's how terrible this was, this plandemic. Lord, help this nation, help the world. Turn them to you, Lord. Open their eyes. Kroger, hit by a flood of store closures, by the first of next year, there'll be over 400 locations that could be closed permanently as a nightmarish scenario for retail stores and bankruptcy begins. So it's not going to stop there. Amazon is laying off. They've cut back on production of new warehouses, and they're laying off, and other companies are laying off and downsizing. And so we see some very difficult times for the retail business in this nation for many people. 29 Democrats joined with the Republicans in a House vote to block Biden administration from limiting access to gas stoves. That's right, the Biden administration wants to do away with gas stoves. I mean, really, how stupid and crazy things are getting here. I mean, that they want to do away with your gas stove? How are you going to cook if they take away your gas stove? I mean, this is amazing the way things are headed with this administration. We pray that a new administration will come very quickly that will not be this way. Astrophysicist Professor Ron Mallett believes that he has found the equation to make time travel possible. The researcher believes that he finally cracked the code which will enable time travel after he had a revelation while he was being hospitalized, and probably from demons. But anyway, that's what happened. He thinks that he's going to be able to create time travel, which is unlikely. He said, well, it may not happen in my lifetime, but at least, I have the information here now, he thinks. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, Beth Moore's daughter, Amanda, exploits the Nashville victims and vows to retaliate against conservatives and Republican Party by teaching her children to be woke. She said, I will give them an education so woke, so social justice oriented, they will be a stench in the nostrils of the Republican Party. I will take pleasure in it every single day. But this woman is bitter, angry, and unforgiving. She certainly needs some deliverance, don't you think? Man, what a bitter woman. What an angry woman. Obviously has drifted far away from any kind of real Christianity. Even her mother's drifting away from that. So I guess like mother, like daughter, I don't know. But what a mess. All right, so that's all the news I'm going to share tonight. So I'm ready. I'm ready to share the word with you. But we're going to open up in prayer tonight as we begin the broadcast here and the live service tonight, and welcoming all of you and asking that the Lord would bless you as we pray. So let's go ahead and pray here as we get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to give you glory, and we want to honor you tonight and give you all our praise and worship and honor tonight. And we glorify your name, Lord. And we ask you to bless every listener tonight and minister to them and draw them nearer to you. And if they're not saved, that they'll get born again. And they'll ask Jesus into their heart and repent for their sins and become a new creation in Christ Jesus, Lord. That's a prayer, Lord, for every person who's not saved. And, Lord, those who are saved, that you just draw them closer to you and calls them to keep growing and maturing in the kingdom of God and in grace and truth. Ask your blessing on their lives, Lord, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and financially, and Lord, every area of their life that they be blessed and encouraged and ministered to, Lord, we pray for them tonight, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would just pour out fresh anointing here to share the words with these folks tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you for your power. Thank you that there is no limit, Lord, in the power of God being released, even through radio or internet or anything. We thank you through cell phones. Your power can be released. Your anointing can be released. We thank you for touching people tonight. Thank you for blessing the words that will be shared here. And Lord, thank you for the angel of the Lord encamping round about us, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that they will take care of this broadcast tonight. And we cover it with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we want to pray tonight also for several who need prayer tonight. Andy, who's having a hard time breathing, ask you to open up his passageway, heal him, Lord, of whatever's going on there with Andy, Lord, in Jesus' name. Ask you to minister to Andy, Father, and heal him, Lord. And also we pray for Isaac, who's recovering from surgery, Lord. We just ask you to minister to him and heal his body up, Lord. And thank you for touching him and quick recovery in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for that tonight as well, Father, and ministering, Lord, to others who are sick and suffering tonight, others who have other things that they have to deal with, Lord. We pray for them, Lord, that things will turn in their favor, Lord, in Jesus' name. Pray for President Trump, Lord, that you would, Lord, turn things around for him and give him favor and let this whole debacle of trying to charge a president, former president for the first time in national history. Lord, we pray you turn this around for his good and Lord, for those who desire to do him evil, that it'll just backfire in their face, Lord. And it will not be what they thought it was going to be and not accomplish what they thought they were going to accomplish. So this is obviously politically motivated. Obviously evil has motivated this. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, for a blessing on that man, Father, and turning things around for him and, Lord, drawing him to you, Lord, closer to you. And even the Biden people, that they would come to know you, Lord, too. We certainly pray for them that you would open up their eyes and bind the devil over their mind so that they could see that they're living a lie and deceiving people if they don't already know it, Lord, that they would wake up out of their stupor, their demonic stupor, in Jesus' name, and begin to see that they're hurting this nation and on purpose. And Lord, have mercy that these things would be exposed and shouted from the rooftops, as it says in the Word of God. We thank you for that. Jesus' name, we give you the praise and glory, and just ask you to bless our time in the Word now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for speaking tonight, Father. We just speak your blessing over your Word, Lord, that it'll go forth with power and anointing now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen, amen, hallelujah. All right, let's get into this. Are you ready tonight? I'm ready to share with you. The title tonight, Say Bye to Adam. Hello, Holy Spirit. Amen. Isn't that what we want? We want to say bye to Adam, and yes, hello, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. You know, he lives in each of us, right? And you're a Christian, right? But you know, one thing I found about Christians after many years of pastoring, you know, we meet a lot of people who say they want to go to heaven, but we haven't met very many who want to die today to get there. That's one thing we found over the years. Sure haven't seen that. Oh, I want to go to heaven. I'm looking forward to going to heaven. But, oh, you want to go today? No, don't want to die today. No, not really. You go there now. Yeah, well, anyway, instead of always looking at things in the arena of good and evil, which is from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, perhaps we should be looking at things in the arena of, is it truth or is it lie? Is it a truth or is it the lie? A lie. You know, truth simply means real reality. And, of course, the only real reality is Jesus and God and the Word of God, the kingdom of God. And so a lot of what is labeled Christian today, it's not in reality. It's not Christian. It's from a lie, folks. It really is. And a lot of people kind of deceived by what they think is Christianity, but it's really not. And they call it that, but, you know, that's because there's lying spirits around, right? Lots of lying spirits, and they deceive people. There's lots of religious spirits around that deceive people also. And so they call something a truth when it's not the truth at all. And Jesus, you know, he exposed it all the time. He exposed those lies, exposed the Pharisees, the Sadducees, those people who were deceiving the people. He called them blind leaders of the blind. That's what he called them, blind leaders of the blind. Let's read Luke 17, 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, Jesus answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Okay? The kingdom of God is within you. "Neither shall they say, lo here, lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." That's where it is. Okay? And a lot of people need to realize that, you know, where is the kingdom? Well, they're saying, well, you need to go here, or you need to go there. God is really moving over there. And maybe that's true. God moves in different places at different times in different ways. But again, Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. So God can move right here inside of you and me. Did you know that? Absolutely he can, and absolutely he does if you'll let him, right? That's right. Point your finger at you and say, God lives inside of me, right? That's where the kingdom of God is. Remember, the Adamic nature cannot inherit or enter the kingdom of God. The Bible says flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. And the new creation, the new spiritual nature in us does, though. It can live in the kingdom of God continually because the kingdom of God is in our spirit. That's right, and the enemy is in the Adamic, you know, lust, anger, fear, all of that. That's in the Adamic part of us. That's in the soulish part, right? But it's not in our spirit. And if you're joined to the Lord, if his spirit has regenerated your spirit and you are one with God right now, not in your mentality, not in your natural understanding, not in your thinking, but you are one with God in your spirit right now if you're born again. See, that's who you are, what you are, and you're living in the kingdom of God in your spirit right now if you're born again. So, is it truth or a lie? Okay, not is it just good or evil? Which one is it? Is it truth or a lie? And not if it's just, is it good or evil? That's the wrong question. You got to say, why is it the wrong question? Well, it takes us back to the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which were both bad or lies, right? So, because it was the wrong tree, Jesus said, avoid that tree. He said, don't go eating of that tree. Stay away from it and don't eat of it, right? So to worship him in truth or reality means that you are aware of and walking in the kingdom of God. And to walk in the spirit, that means that the flesh or the old Adamic nature, the old Adam and evil-based nature is no longer controlling your life. It's no longer dominating when you're walking in the spirit. And to walk in the kingdom means that God is once again walking in humanity again because the kingdom of God is within us and God is within us. So God's again walking in humanity when we walk in the kingdom. And see, the reality of the kingdom is to see the life of the king come alive on the inside of your being. Hallelujah. And as that takes place, so you can walk more and more as the child of God that you really are in the authority that you've been given as a child of God. Let's go to Galatians here, 3:16. Let me read some more to you. Galatians 3:16, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to the seed as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. See, there it is. And verse 29, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. So the promise of the words are not for Adam, the flesh. They are made to the seed. The seed is Christ. And the only promise to the Adam nature is that it's going to be put to death. Paul says, I die daily. We're going to put it to death. We're not going to let it be the dominant power in our lives. And so where a lot of us misunderstand and believe a lie is right here. We think that God expects us with our human intellect and understanding to become holy and godly of our own ability. And he doesn't plan to take your carnal Adam nature and make it something better and holy. He doesn't do that. But see, that's what we think sometimes. A lot of Christians believe that right now today, that God expects us with our human intellect and understanding to become holy and live a godly life by that ability. And he doesn't work that way. No, the only thing your Adam nature is good for is to fall into the ground and die so that the seed of the living Christ can come forth from within your spirit. Hallelujah. And that's what we want to take place. And we need to understand this. If we're really going to receive the glorious and the many promises of Scripture, such as 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers, see? Even as you're growing in grace, in other words. See, the promises are to the seed, not the Adamic nature. And if you don't understand this, you're always going to be trying with your inherited goodness from the tree of knowledge of good, from Adam, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the good part. You're going to always be trying with that to make your carnal nature better instead of letting it die and crucifying it. Right? That's what needs to take place. Remember, no matter how good it is, it needs to die because it's riddled with devils anyway. That's right. It's riddled with devils. You know that. Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And so he died daily to that. He didn't let it be the dominant. You had to die regularly. You had to put it to death because it wants to keep rising up because what's in it is alive and it wants to keep rising up and have the dominant place in your life. See, it's spiritual warfare to put that nature to death, that Adamic nature. Because Adam can be very good. Adam can go to church. It can sing songs. It can dance and shout and perform a good show for everybody to see and say how great and mature a Christian he or she must be. Look at how they must love the Lord. They're dancing before the Lord. They're raising their hands. They're singing songs. Yeah, Adam can do all kinds of religious things and have good emotional feelings, but Adam is still Adam, and he cannot enter the kingdom of God, folks. It's only by spirit and truth. That's right. Didn't say by Adam that we can enter the kingdom of God. It said by spirit and truth that we live in the kingdom. And so today, you as a Christian are either living from Adam or you're living from Christ, or maybe you have a mixture, but you're receiving your life source from one of these two natures. And, of course, the tree of Adam is not really life. It's not really living, okay? So what are we going to do? And so it's so easy to resurrect Adam daily. That's why Paul said, I die daily, and let him speak and rule and perform through us and live from the demons that are in Adam and the flesh, all those spirits that are there and that soulish part of you. I mean, he has so much of our lives. You should know by now that the demons have a lot of control over Christians' lives. That's right. And we need to understand that to worship God is not a matter of our intellect or our five senses, our good performance. No, we worship him in spirit and in truth. And see, all these other things, they can be used by demons to deceive us. The Bible says there's going to be great deception in the last days. And, of course, we're seeing that right now. It's amazing how society is becoming so deceived and reprobate in their thinking. And I think that because they, you know, are not living according to the Word of God, that God is giving them over to a reprobate mind. as it says in Romans chapter 1, they will be turned over to a reprobate mind, a mind that has no real right judgment between things. And so, yeah, that's a sad situation that we see this nation descending into. So we need to be praying against that. Pray that God in his mercy will open the eyes still of many people, and they will get come out of their darkness into his marvelous light. And there'll be a great renewal and reformation and even revival in this country. You see, a lot of Christians can be very good, but their goodness cannot enter the presence of God because they're not entering in spirit and truth. They're not worshiping in spirit and truth. I mean, look at Cain and Abel. I mean, that's a story that's interesting. Cain, from his natural abilities, he tilled the ground and produced good crops. He had the best human hands could offer, along with, of course, what the ground would do. But God rejected his offering. Why? Because it was he tried to come to God based on his capability to please God through natural ability and goodness of man, which is, there was, you know, there's none good but God, right? And Abel just brought an offering to God, and his offering was accepted because it was a blood offering, speaking of and looking toward Jesus' blood sacrifice. And his offering was accepted. And Abel realized that he could offer nothing to God from himself. He knew he couldn't come to God with his natural ability. And his brother killed him over it. Isn't that horrible? But yeah, his brother killed him over that. He was jealous of him, mad about it. And he murdered him. The first murder. And what happened in verse 16 of chapter 4 of Genesis, it said, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Oh, what happened there? He came out from the presence of the Lord. He went away from the presence of the Lord. Even though you can never go where God isn't. But Adam will keep you from God, that nature. And see, when we live this way from Christ and not Adam, your brother who lives from Adam will be unhappy with you, and he may try to kill you, maybe not physically, but in his self-righteousness, he will try to conform you to his image and call you this name and that name and criticize. And yeah, isn't it true that it says in Galatians that that which is of the flesh persecutes that which is of the spirit? Yes, it is. And so that's still happening today. Religious people who are religious but not spiritual, they persecute those that are walking after the spirit and those that are truly walking in the kingdom of God today. They persecute them. They criticize them. They just don't, sometimes just don't have anything to do with them, right? Yeah. So, you know, you could sell everything you own and put all kinds of fasting and spiritual disciplines like, you know, other religious cults do and religions do, and it will do you little good. For it's all from trying to make Adam, our natural life, better on our own ability. And that's not possible. You can't make Adam good enough to be godly. That's right. You sure can't make your demons that are attached to there godly. You know that. They can't do that. Demons aren't going to be godly. And if they're dwelling there, then you sure can't make them be godly. So it's a lie. And when you think that you could do that with your own natural ability, it's a lie. It can't happen because Adam cannot perfect Adam. The Adamic nature cannot perfect the Adamic nature. All the do's and don'ts of religion will not make you holy. I'm sorry. It just won't. God makes us holy. All these works don't make us holy. You need to let Jesus come forth and that Adamic garbage die. Amen? See, if we clean up Adam, which you can't fully do anyway, by your own ability, you can't do it. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need Jesus. Then, like Cain, you know, we feel worthy to enter God's presence, not realizing that this attitude actually will keep you from entering into the presence of God. That very attitude, that's a flesh attitude. It's not going to enter into the things of God. It's not going to go in there. It can't. See? And Christians join themselves to the heathen in many ways. They do, and to the world. What's going on there? See, this is why multitudes of dear Christians never experience His loving presence in their life, in their daily lives, because they're trying to enter into that presence with the works of the Adamic nature, with the works of the flesh. You only enter in through the Spirit. We worship Him in spirit and truth. The Word of God clearly says how we're going to enter in and worship the Lord, how we're going to be in His presence. We enter in by spirit because God is a spirit. See, the Word of God says that, and we become spiritually energized and alive so that we can do that. But we keep trying to get there by Adam, and you're not going to get there. Paul says, I die daily. We crucify Adam. We crucify the flesh. We don't take that flesh and try to make it good and fix it. It has demons. In my flesh dwells no good thing. There are many things dwelling there that are not pleasant, that need to be cast out, that need to be dealt with. See? But we're always trying to make Adam better. When you understand who Adam is, you realize that he is under the curse. He is and will always be separated from God. Again, flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God, but that which is spirit will. Jesus didn't go to the cross to make Adam a better person. No, he took Adam, the carnal nature, into death and left him there. So we need to say bye to Adam. Farewell. Goodbye. Are you ready at last to let go of that? I mean, we need to learn to die and learn to abide. Amen? What does the Bible say? In John 15, go read it. Verse 4 says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I mean, that is so clear. I am the vine. You are the branches. See, I am spirit. You are spirit connected to the spirit, the vine, right? Jesus, God is the spirit, right? So you're connected to the spirit. So you had to become spiritual to connect to the spirit, you know, God. And we are spirit now that we're born again. So I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you could do nothing, right? That's why the Bible calls the fruit that we bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of the flesh. You can't bring forth that kind of fruit. It's only the Holy Spirit, because you're abiding in him. He's abiding in you. The Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit. And he energizes us, and he brings forth the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith. That doesn't come from you. You know, I've heard it preached, you know, that, oh, well, you can know them by the fruit. If they're really good and they're manifesting love and this, that, the other, then, well, if we don't manifest that. The Holy Spirit manifests that. It is the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of Adam, right? We need to understand that. Adam doesn't produce that kind of fruit. It's spiritual fruit. It comes from the Holy Spirit. See? Hallelujah. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and the men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Wow, that's kind of strong, but we'll explain that a little bit in a minute. But how does a Christian abide in him? How does that happen? Within the answer to this question is the end to a whole lot of frustration of trying to live the Christian life, okay? I mean, what religion has told us is that to abide in him, we must not do certain things, or that we must do other things. So we can't do this, can't do that, and you should do this, you should do that. In other words, if I keep the law by natural means, if I could make Adam a better person, I would be abiding in Christ. That's not true. That's another religious lie. Actually, I would just be making Adam a better person. And how many know that you don't have the power to really make Adam that much of a better person? Maybe a little bit, but not much, because you need Jesus to crucify Adam, to put that thing to death and let the spiritual life come forth, the life of the Spirit, the life of Christ coming forth in us, our true nature, see. But the scripture says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. He's a new creature. So we are a new creation, not an old creation made better. That's something people need to understand. You're not just an old creation made better. You're a brand new creature altogether. You're a brand new creation from another dimension, the dimension of God, the dimension of spirit, not the dimension of the flesh, not the dimension of Adam, the Adamic nature, but the dimension of the spirit. Amen. So we have a new power. We have a new identity. So what must happen to Adam? Well, he has to die. Okay? Remember, Adam or flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So it's important that we get our eyes off of Adam and onto Jesus within us. Amen? We're looking too much at Adam. Most people, they look at all that's wrong with them most of the time, and that's the wrong thing to be focusing on. Okay? You look at what's wrong with you all the time, you're going to produce more of what's wrong with you. Okay? If you dwell on sin all the time, you're going to sin more. The churches that just preach sin all the time and they don't preach the truth about who you are and what you are and your true nature, those churches that preach sin all the time sin more. Okay? But if you preach Christ and the Holy Spirit and life, and then you're going to bring forth what you really are. See, the new creature that you are. You're going to bring forth what's there. Okay? So we need to get our eyes off of Adam and onto Jesus within us. And then from the very center of our being arises the ascended spirit of the living God. Up out of your belly, right, shall flow the rivers of living water. Shall flow the anointing of the power of God that you can cast those devils out of you too. And in other words, he begins to live instead of you. It's not I that live. What's Galatians 2:20? It says, it's not I that live, but Christ that liveth. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, that's the good news of the gospel. The gospel's good news. It's not bad news. It's good news. Amen? This is good news. Hallelujah. I'm happy about this news. I'm happy about the Word of God. I'm happy about the truth. Amen? Aren't you? Praise God. Praise God. This is the gospel is not about making Adam or the natural carnal life better. We can't do that. People are trying to. They make these New Year's resolutions every year, and they can't even keep them a week, most people. Some people can't even keep them a day because they're trying to do it from Adam. You can't do it from the natural carnal creation. You do it from a new creation. I could do all things through Christ, through the new creation, see, not through Adam. It doesn't say I could do all things through Adam. It doesn't say I could do all things through my natural man, my natural mind and natural abilities. No, it says I do them all through Christ, see. We need to get this right, this religious lies here that we can make ourselves better to please God is ridiculous. We're already pleasing to God because of what he did in us and through Christ on the cross, see. And now he's living in us, so he's pleased with us. We're his children. We belong to him. And the Bible says you work out your own salvation, but not by natural means and methods, but by sitting at his feet and learning to hear his voice and through doing what he says by the power of the Spirit of God. Let's go to Colossians 2. Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10. It says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. I mean, this is where we sit now. See, you're complete in him, not in your natural personality, not in Adam, not in your carnal understanding, but you're complete in him, in Christ. Hallelujah. I mean, it's that simple. It's not complicated. I mean, it shouldn't be complicated to people, but, you know, religion complicates things. That's why Jesus, he had so much problem with the religious people, right? Because they were always trying to do it the religious way. And how many know what's in religion? The devils are in religion, right? I mean, the devils are in there manipulating things and controlling things, and religious people are very hard to teach anything to them, because they just don't receive anything that goes against what religious spirits have told them and what they've been taught religiously. But, you know, God doesn't need processing. I mean, he's already complete. We're complete in him, see? But he is still processing us. He's still changing us. And since we're complete within him, though, who is completeness, right, then we need to discover how to abide in him. And the more our eyes are open to the truth and the reality of his abiding in us, the more we will live by his life and not by Adam. See? We need to know the truth and discern the lies, because the lies, where are they coming from? The Bible says that we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. So we're going to have to, you know, start walking in this true reality of what's called truth. And we're not to be ignorant of the devices of the enemy, how he tricks us into to accepting these little lies in our lives in the relationship that we have with God. He wants to slip in little lies to twist things, get you living in a way that's not really accurate, see? And he said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you look at a vine with branches, they're all one, right? The branch is connected to the and a vital part of the vine. The vine is spirit, we are spirit, and we had to become spirit to be connected to that which is spirit. So spirit connected to spirit, right? The Bible says that we're one spirit. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So vine and branches are one spirit. See? Hallelujah. And we receive our life from him because he's the source of our spiritual life. See? He created us a new creation, and he flows into us through our spirit, and the spirit life is released in us. See, hallelujah. So, God and man are not two separate entities. Once you're joined to Christ, you're one. The branch and the vine is one. The life that flows through the vine flows through the branch. And Jesus said, if we abide in him, we will bear much fruit, right? And your fruit is not all the people that you witness to and get saved, okay? That's what a lot of people think. Oh, I'm bearing fruit. I'm leading people to Christ. You know, I mean, know that people who are living carnally can even lead people to Christ. The Spirit of God will use a donkey if necessary, right? I mean, right? But that's not what the fruit of the Spirit is. Now, the fruit of the Spirit in manifestation, you may lead people to Christ through the fruit of the Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faith, goodness. You know, all these different fruits of the Spirit, as it talks about in Galatians. And that may happen. But it's not, well, just how many people you can witness to. See, your fruit is the character and the reproduction of God in you and God growing in you with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, right, which is self-control. You can't control yourself. You got to have the fruit of the Spirit to bring that kind of control. Right? You try to do it by your own ability, you're going to fall. That's why people can't quit smoking. They don't walk in the temperance of the Spirit. They walk in their own ability to try to quit smoking, and they can't quit smoking. It's not possible. I mean, I guess it is. Some people have managed to quit of their own ability, but they have to really hate it to do that, see? But by the Spirit of God, it's a lot easier. 5:22. Of Galatians. And we just read, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. There it is. Hallelujah. And when you're abiding These attributes are going to flow from you because you're connected to the vine, and there is a flowing taking place from the vine into you. There's that connection from the spirit and life is being released into you and from you to others. If you will let that come forth out of your spirit, just let the pure spirit of God come forth. That's love, joy, peace. I mean, these things are fruits of the spirit. You're bearing fruit. You're allowing the fruit to come forth out of you because you are the branch. Hallelujah. And it's powerful. And the demons are trying to, you know, stop that. They're trying to hinder that. But we got to resist the devil and he will flee. We got to cast out the devil and he will go. Okay? Amen. It's the Holy Spirit within you. Okay? And when you allow this to flow, you won't have to try to be this way. And if you're still producing unforgiveness and bitterness, and you're still holding resentment against someone, you're not abiding in him. If you're worried and you're in fear about tomorrow and you're all stressed out all the time and you're disobeying God by being in fear when he said fear not, and you're not casting your cares and leaving them with the Lord, then you're not abiding correctly to the vine, see? That's right. I mean, you're letting, you know, your demons have their way, in other words, and these things are in Adam, too. And you can't find them in Christ, though. They're not in your spirit, and they're not in Christ, but they're in your soulish area, a mind, will, and emotion. So when these negative things come up in us, we need to turn away from them. Turn away from Adam to Christ within us, and then reject the works of those demons and cast them out. Hear this, see, because if you're holding resentment against somebody and unforgiveness, maybe you can't help it, but you can make a choice to forgive them and to turn to Jesus for his life supply in you to begin to swallow up all that unforgiveness, all that resentment, all that hatred, all that bitterness. And you can get the demon out too, see, so that you don't so easily fall back into it and just like Paul, having to die daily into the same thing over and over and over again and having that unforgiveness and bitterness rising up all the time and that resentment. And you can choose regardless of what you're feeling too. That's right. You don't live by feelings, you live by faith. And you might have rage and anger inside of you for somebody, towards somebody. If you could look at that rage and you could stand against it and make a choice to forgive them and to not be angry and be long-suffering, let the fruit of long-suffering come forth out of your spirit. See? Your feelings and emotions may be going wild, but you could choose to turn away from those feelings and look with the eyes of faith. And choose to forgive and choose to let go of that resentment. You know, maybe in the natural, you might not like a certain person in the natural. But you got to make a choice knowing that God is love. And so you choose as a choice to love that person. That's right. You got to stand against your feelings of dislike for them. You got to stand against your hatred and your unforgiveness toward these people. The Bible even says that we love our enemies. That's a really tough challenge, okay? Especially when your enemies are out there killing babies. How do you love somebody that's murdering an innocent little child like that? See? Yet God says, vengeance is mine. I'm going to repay. And there is a wrath of God that will come forth at the end of the age here. And we know that God is merciful, not willing that anybody should perish. So he's giving people every opportunity possible to get born again and become a new creation and to let go of that. But the people that keep rejecting him, they're going to hell. And it's a sad reality, but it is true. But should we just hate them? I know we hate the evil that they're doing. We hate the demons that are in them. Absolutely, we're told to hate evil. But the person, he has a spirit in there, and he can get born again. Jesus bore the sins of the whole world, remember? And so anybody can get saved, but not everybody will get saved. And so we need to understand that on Calvary, every act of transgression was forgiven. That's right. I know that's hard to hear and hard to believe for when you look at this crazy society that we live in today and the crazy things that people are doing today. Kind of hard to believe that, but it is true. Every act of sin was forgiven, but I mean, know that not everybody is going to take advantage of every act, all the forgiveness that took place on the cross. I mean, know that's for sure. Not everybody's going to take advantage because the Bible says in the last day, I mean, it says that hell is enlarging itself, and so many are going there. John 15:6, it says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now, when many people heard this religiously, they, you know, oh my, what did they think? You know, we were told that the branches that didn't bear fruit were thrown into the hell forever. Well, you know, it would do, you know, good to study the word and find out, you know, what the word fire is here. It's pure, P-U-R. And we get our English words pure, purify, purity from this word. So if you're a Christian and you're not abiding in the vine, if you're producing bitterness, hatefulness, criticizing one another and worrying and fearful all the time and producing the works of the flesh, anger, rage, and, you know, all the time, then God will allow you to be thrown into the purifying fire. I mean, surely you don't think that if you're a Christian, God's going to throw you into hell, do you? I mean, if you think that, you're reading that verse religiously and not getting it. He put you in the fire, that he's going to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire, right? That purifying fire. And if your life is just you're just letting the demons have their way with you, and you're letting them do all these things with you, criticizing one another, holding out against one another, hateful all the time, and bitter, and all this stuff, then you're going to have to the fire with you, right? I mean, he's not throwing you into hell. That's contrary to the word of God, see? To abide in the vine, to abide in the vine is to abide in his presence. In his presence, we experience the love of God. We can turn away from the presence of Adam, our carnal, natural life, to Jesus within us, see? We turn away from the domination of these evil spirits and letting these demons make us and rule over us and manipulate us and manipulate our mind to think in ways that we shouldn't be thinking, like holding out against one another, you know, and being jealous of one another and hating one another, all these different things that people do in churches today, right? I mean, it's amazing the infighting that goes on among Christians and the betrayals that, I mean, listen, one thing to be betrayed by somebody in the world, but another thing altogether to be betrayed by one of your own, right? By your brother or your sister in the Lord. And I've seen that happen over the years as a Christian, as a pastor, being betrayed by other Christians. And it's more painful than it would if some worldly person out there betrayed you, you know? I mean, really, think about it. You really haven't been betrayed until you've been betrayed by a Christian. Look at Jesus. He said there are 12 of you and one of you is a devil. So wouldn't that kind of go to say also that out of every 12 Christians, one of them is a devil, one of them is given over to the devil in some area where they will betray you. That's right. Where they will not do you right. Because Jesus had 12 disciples and one of them, he said, one of you is a devil, he said. In other words, one of you is demonized and controlled by the devil. And would it not be fair to say that that's probably the same in the church today, that at least one out of 12 Christians are like that, that people that claim to be Christians, they'll betray you, they'll turn away in the falling away, and they'll turn on you. And, yeah, maybe it's going to be more than that. I don't know. It could be. Because you know that many people aren't going to want to go through the things that are ahead, and they will compromise very easily, like Beth Moore and her daughter. Both of them have totally compromised in so many areas And many people that, you know, are supposed to be gospel preachers and teachers will even compromise. Right? I mean, yeah. And so, like I said, you've never been really hurt because you've been hurt by a brother or sister in the Lord that you thought was your friend, that you thought was faithful, that you thought was on your team or thought was with you. Right? So the fact of the matter is most Christians are more natural than they are spiritual. But in reality, we're not supposed to be natural beings, but spiritual beings, because if we've been truly born again, we have the spiritual nature resident within us. But even if we're not living from that nature, even if we're not drawing from the fruit of the Spirit, instead we're drawing fruit from demons and from the flesh, that hatefulness and that, you know, anger and rage and unforgiving spirit, bitter spirit, whatever it may be, that jealousy. So whatever is going on there, most of us are not are more natural, and it's more, we're more prone to want to get even when somebody does us wrong. We're more prone to react rather than act spiritual and draw from the life of God within us, that abundant life that's living in our spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, instead of drawing from the fruit of the flesh. See? Hallelujah, folks. Abiding in the vine, God is going to take care of that Adam, okay? He's going to help you bring him into death so that you begin to manifest everything that he is, God is, to a lost and dying world that we live in today, and a confused world, getting more and more confused, and more of this transgenderism and all this LGBTQ stuff. I mean, people getting confused, and people who never even thought of homosexuality before beginning to question, am I a homosexual? Because confusion is released upon the nation, and people are confused about themselves. These demons are being released in torrents against the human race because such confusion is being released on the nation through the present administration and the present way that things are going. I mean, Hershey bar is really becoming a Hershey bar. And I mean, all these things that are going on with these different major corporations, and it's like actually kind of amazing that we see this stuff taking place. But remember this, it's not your job to change anyone else, not your husband, not your wife, not your brother, not your sister. I mean, really, there's only one who can change anyone, and that's God, and we got to remember that. And so we need to pray for people to get their eyes open because they're being taken captive by the devil at his will. Many Christians are like that. They're being taken captive by the devil at the devil's will, as it says in one of the Peters there, in 1st or 2nd Peter, I forget which one, but it says that believers are being taken captive by the devil at his will. And that shouldn't be that way, but it is being that way. Okay? And really, our calling is to abide in him and to hear him, and to bear his fruit and to bear forth Christ out of us, Jesus, to manifest Jesus, folks. That's what we're here for, not to manifest the flesh. I mean, there's plenty of flesh manifesting today, don't you think? Maybe you're in the purifying fire right now. If so, just let it burn. Yield to it. Don't resist its burning or ignore it. Hell, just let it accomplish what it needs to accomplish. Get out of agreement with these things in your life that you've allowed to work in there. Get out of agreement with them. Don't let those demons have the upper hand in your life any longer in that attitude. Don't let it have the dominance in your will, in your choices, because it'll bring forth great fruit. Okay. And if you let the fire have its way, you will come forth and glorify God. You'll come forth as gold. You'll come forth glorifying God even more in your rebellion. That carnal Adam, that carnal Adamic nature will be killed off. It will be put to death, and the demons can be removed and cast out. See? Hallelujah. See, you got to come to a place where you get fully out of agreement with things if you're going to get anywhere in the kingdom. As long as you're a little bit in agreement with the sin and with the demons that are still in you, you're going to have a wall there that's kind of impassable, fully impassable, not fully maybe, but much of it is impassable. As long as you're in agreement with those things, you've got to get out of agreement with them. So will you let go of that unforgiveness? Will you let go of that bitterness, that anger today? Will you let go of that fear of tomorrow, that worrying spirit that keeps you worrying about things? Will you choose to let Jesus free your mind and free you and minister his love to you and his grace toward you and choose to release those lies? Would you let him minister love toward the person and grace toward the person of your resentment today? I could never do that. You don't know what they've done to me. Well, okay. Well, if you think Jesus, he sat on the cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Are you above Jesus? Are you above your master? And didn't Jesus just say you could do all things through Spirit, through Christ, which strengtheneth you? Don't you think that's possible? Amen. I believe it is. I believe all things are possible through the Spirit. But if you're going to walk in the Spirit, you're going to have to walk in the Spirit to access those spiritual life-giving powers there, right? You're going to have to walk in the Spirit, and then you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh wants to hate. The flesh wants to be angry at people, wants to hate people, wants to hurt them, wants to make them pay, wants to get even. But the Spirit doesn't have that mentality at all, see? It doesn't. It doesn't have that mentality. That's a whole different mentality that the Spirit has from the flesh and from the natural man. The natural man, we are going to have to put that place in order through the power of the Spirit. We're going to have to put that natural man down. Otherwise, he's going to rule our lives. And he's ruling a lot of Christian lives today. Let me just be honest with you about what I've seen in the body of Christ for 40 years of ministry. I have seen much of Christianity being dominated by the natural man rather than the Spirit of God, and manifesting that fruit is pretty rare. Okay. But it need not be that way, because now you know how it works, see? We don't have any excuse. Right? We know, okay, how it works. Hallelujah. So if you allow that unforgiveness, you're holding, you know, it's like you're holding on to a demon. I don't want you to go. I want to hold on to you, demon. You know, it's like you're just holding on to that demon. If you want to manifest resentment, if you want to manifest hate, you want to manifest anger all the time, it's like you're going to hold on to that demon. You're going to embrace that demon, and you ought to be embracing Christ, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit within you. Right? If you allow resentment or unforgiveness, you're giving permission to devils and saying, here I am, you can have me. In this area of my life, you know, you're doing what Jesus said not to do. The Bible said, give no place to the devil, and you're giving place to the devil on purpose. And the Word said, give no place. Give no entry point. You know, that's what giving place, I mean, you're giving them an entry point, you're giving them an abiding place. I don't want to give a demon an abiding place. We're still getting rid of demons. We got plenty more to go. I mean, why would I want to give another one an abiding place? We resist that in Jesus' name. The Word says, give no place. That means none, doesn't it? No place. Give no refuge or place to live to demons. So what? Let them be homeless. I don't care, right? Hell, let them go roam the dry places for the rest of their miserable existence as far as I'm concerned. I don't want them to come dwell in me. I'm not going to be a sanctuary city for no demon, that's for sure. Okay? Let them go roam out there. Let them be homeless forever. I don't care. Okay? You're not coming in me. I'm not a sanctuary city for you, devil. In Jesus' name. That's the attitude. We got to be determined not to give them place. We must not only close the doors of unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment, but also close the doors of fear and to fear. This may even be a harder door to close for many than the door of unforgiveness. Right? Think about that. This might be the hardest door you ever had to close on the devil, because you've just been given place to fear for so long you don't know how to live without it, see? Because you've been plagued by it and you think it's part of your life now, but it doesn't have to be, because I know that through the Spirit of God it can be slayed, it can be cast out, it can be removed, it can be, you can be regenerated in that area where fear has just, brought mold and filth into your life, see? Doesn't have to stay that way all your life. Realize that it may be a battle to remove certain ways from yourself. No one said that it wouldn't be a battle, right? No one said that it wouldn't be a fight. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood. It's wrestle with demons, with principalities, powers, wicked spirits, evil spirits. There's where the battle is. You're comfortable with these spirits, even though it is an uncomfortable comfortable. That's the only way I could say it. I mean, you're comfortable, but it's an uncomfortable comfortable, right? Because you're so used to them, but you don't know how to live without them. But you should get unused to them, see? We need to learn to get unused to them. And walking in the Spirit, that's where we can get used to that. That's where we can begin to be more spiritually than carnal. See, because one has to really, you have to get to the point that you doesn't want to be used to them anymore in whatever form they have managed to deceive a person and invade their life. We've got to get to that point where we don't want to be used to them anymore. We must say, I see you and I reject you. You will no more be allowed to be comfortable in me. See, we have to come to that place. I will make you very uncomfortable from now on, living in me until I get you out, and will not let up until you're gone. See, that's the attitude that we have to have toward them. Amen? Amen, folks. I mean, listen, this is serious warfare. I cannot tell you how serious it is, because it's very extremely serious, and we often just take it too lightly. And so we're going to have to learn to stay plugged into God, folks, all the time. Are you plugged in today? Are you really plugged into God? You know, no one's going to do this for you. It's not my responsibility, nor your husband or your wife, but you alone to choose whether you stay plugged into your spirit, plugged into the Holy Spirit, plugged into God day in, day out. All the time we need to be plugged into Jesus. Okay? Hallelujah. This is so important that I'm going to spend the rest of my message time here talking about staying plugged in and the hindrances to being plugged in. Colossians 3:1-2. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. That's plugging in right there. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, see. For you are dead. We reckon ourselves dead to sin, dead to the old man, dead to Adam. And your life is hid with Christ in God, see. See, a whole lot of folks go to church every week. Some of them go 2 or 3 times a week, but they still remain unplugged. They're in the right place, but they're still empty, lacking, drained of the powers, the love, and the presence of God. Folks, it's not enough to be in the right place. You might sit in church every week, but that doesn't guarantee you a strong relation and a growing relationship with God. How many of you have electrical devices that need to be charged up regularly, like your cell phone? I mean, what happens if you just set them down beside an electrical socket? What happens? Do they get charged up? No, nothing happens, right? They'll run down still, even though they're in the right place to be charged. What's wrong here? Why aren't they being charged? I got them in the right place, right by the electrical socket. They ought to be charged up. Now, I'm in church all the time. What's wrong? I'm not being plugged in. I'm not charged up. Something's wrong. Well, you know what's wrong? They're not plugged in. Hallelujah. We got to get plugged in, folks. You see how a person could be in church all their life and never get plugged in. They'd be in the right place, but they're just not plugging into the Holy Spirit. They're not like the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That word, knowledge, epignosis, full knowledge of the truth. See, God wants us to walk in the true knowledge, see, the reality knowledge. Yeah. I mean, you could even study the scripture, but not being plugged in will cause you to stay empty. See, we got a lot of drained, empty, and powerless saints who are so empty today and have been unplugged for so long. They take up a religious spirit instead, and they make up things and go through motions, and they think it's God and good. And the fact is, they've been unplugged a long time, and then they might not recognize God if they're standing right in front of them, see? Because religious spirits have taken over, and they've caused them to criticize the real move of God, the real presence of God. Huh? What do you think about that? I think so. I've seen them. Isaiah 24. Let's go over there. I'll read another verse to you here. Isaiah 24:11-12. There is a crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. Isn't it? You know, people are crying for the new wine. They're crying out for the wine. Where is it? They're not getting it. And the city is left desolation. And the gate is smitten with destruction. So this is the condition in a lot of churches today, you know. They want to get plugged in, but the pastor isn't plugged in, so how are the people going to get plugged in? Yeah, think about that one. A lot of folks put on a good show of being plugged in, but there may be singing, dancing, manifestation, loud praises, but something is missing. They're just not really plugged in. You know, there was a church that a pastor visited, and the pastor of that church and the keyboard player, they whipped the people up into a frenzy of emotion. They sang, clapped their hands loudly for an hour. But this pastor that was visiting, the visiting pastor, said something's wrong here. This is not a group in victory. This is not releasing the Spirit of God. Something else is going on here. This is not a group in victory over their sin. He was discerning. And he saw that. And come to find out that the pastor and the keyboard player were exposed as homosexuals and practicing homosexuals with each other. But the people didn't discern it because they weren't plugged in themselves. But this pastor who was plugged in, this visiting minister who was plugged in, he saw it right off. See? They just followed a noise that appeared to be joyful, see, but it wasn't. It wasn't the real thing. So how can we stay plugged in? Well, number one, you've got to guard yourself against the things that can disconnect you from the power source. What can disconnect us from the power source? Well, some of the things that I've already talked about, but I want to reiterate some of it, like murmuring. I haven't mentioned that one. Critical, I did mention, but... You know, the children of Israel, they murmured all the time. They grumbled. They criticized Moses and Aaron. And I mean, see how soon Satan moved into the early church, too, with this murmuring, too, in Acts 6:1. He moved right on into the early church with people murmuring. You know, that will unplug things really quickly. Start murmuring all the time. Let me just read it real quick here. Turning pages over to Acts 6:1. Okay, here we go. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. So they were murmuring. Murmur, murmur, murmur. Yeah, they got the murmurs, the mummers. Murmur means to mutter or to grumble in a low overtone. There were 7 murmurings recorded against Israel, and here the same thing began to creep into the early church. What are those 7 things? Well, concerning the way the the way the walk they had to walk was. You know, they didn't like the way they had to, the walk was that they had to walk. They didn't like it. They murmured against it. They also murmured against the food. They also murmured against the giant. They also murmured against their leaders. They murmured against the divine judgment and discipline that they had. And they murmured against the desert and the wilderness. And they murmured, you know, against that manna. Oh, that old manna. Give me meat. Murmur, murmur, murmur. Right? And people are murmuring today, you know, about this, that, and the other. Christians murmuring. I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking to Christians mostly here tonight, okay? So we're talking about Christians murmuring. And the Bible says in Philippians 2:14, do all things without murmurings and disputing, so you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation of which we're living in today, right? Among whom you shine as lights in the world. Yeah, we're in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. And we need to stop our murmuring. It's going to unplug us if we murmur all the time. We don't want to be unplugged. We want to stay plugged in. Avoid bitterness, unforgiveness. That's a quick disconnect also. Don't neglect a relationship, okay? You can be so busy doing things for God that you miss walking in the Spirit. You miss God himself. A lot of people are so busy doing programs, doing this for their church, doing that for their church, involved in this, involved with that. So many different things they're involved in. They're not walking in the Spirit at all. They're just doing things that are nice Christian things. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just that they're not in the Spirit, see? And maybe God didn't even tell them to do some of those things. They're just doing them in the, you know, out of their own religious duties that they feel they need to do them because they're the things that we ought to do, right, as Christians or as leaders or whatever. Well, tell you what, remember what the disciples did. They said, well, we shouldn't be waiting tables all the time. We need to give ourselves over to the Word of God, so let's appoint some other people to do this waiting table stuff and doing this program, that program, this and that, and all the other. Right? We need to give ourselves to the Word. Amen? So sometimes we need to put other things away so that we can be in the Word as a Christian, that we can spend time talking to Jesus, that we can start getting, you know, correctly attached to the vine so that Spirit of God, that spiritual stuff can flow into, and we can become very fruitful by the power of the Holy Spirit. See? Amen. Hallelujah. So don't neglect your relationship. The next one, remember the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's a power source. His genuine joy is a strength to us. Whenever you revere God's word, you honor him. And the result is an outpouring of his joy, see, the joy of the Lord. And it may not be just smiley face either, joy. I mean, just a joy that's coming up out of your spirit that you walk in, that keeps you and causes you to walk in a way that, woo-wee, yeah, okay? And it just, words cannot describe it. But you're walking in a way that others are not walking because they're not walking in the joy of the Lord. And it's a strength to you. It's a strength in the time of the storm. It's a strength when people are mistreating you and abusing you. And, oh, yeah, amen. That's right. Ezra told Israel, you've been hungry for the word and allowed it to work in you. You've repented, you wept, and you mourned, and God is pleased. Now wipe away your tears. This is a time for joy in Nehemiah 8:12. It says, and all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. See? As it said in Nehemiah 8:10, thus he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a day of spiritual life, folks. This is the day where the joy needs to be your strength, okay? This is the day that we walk in a spirit. Mirth is glee, merriment, gladness, happiness, rejoicing. The Bible says rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That is being plugged in, folks. That is a deep inner joy. You might be crying on the outside, but there's an inner joy that's holding you, that's strengthening you on the inside. Do you hear what I'm saying? You might be really going through some stuff on the outside. You might be really facing a storm on the outside. But inside, there's an inner strength in there because the joy of the Lord has become your strength. See, and you've got that up out of the Spirit of God in you. You've drawn that joy up out of you. See, and it's in there. That's being plugged in. It's deep. It's an inner joy, okay? Another thing that keeps us plugged in is tithing. I mean, really, the Bible clearly says to bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house in Malachi chapter 3, right, 8 through 10. I mean, there's such a blessing in tithing. And listen, if I'm going to walk this way, if I'm going to stay plugged in, I'm going to be a tither, okay? Not because I have to, because I want to, because it's word, folks. And God was saying there, don't rob me. If you'll tithe, I'll pull you out a blessing that you can't contain, right? And that's exactly true. And I've proven it over and over, okay? You can never outgive God, okay? And I know that it's true because I've proven it repeatedly. Nehemiah 10, I'm going to give this as my last scripture here as I close here. Nehemiah 10, because we're running out of time. If I can get these pages apart. 10:37. Hallelujah. There we go. We got them apart. Okay, and that we should bring the first fruits of our dough, right? The first fruit, the 10% of your dough, right? And our offerings and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine and of oil unto the priest, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. See? So we bring the tithes into the Lord, see? And next thing is separate yourself from the world. This is important, especially now, because the world is so corrupt, and it's getting more corrupt every day. Israel began to intermarry with the heathen, see, and serve their gods. And the joy departed. I mean, they got unplugged by marrying into the heathen people, you know. These people that didn't know God, they worshiped the devils and demons. They worshiped these idols, which were just basically worshiping demons and devils, see. So we can't go out, you know, and go on to the fullness of God if we don't increasingly separate ourselves from the world. And I don't mean not that we never go out into the world. I mean that we're not like them. We don't join in with them to the foolishness and the deception that they're in. Okay? Christians joining themselves to the heathen. No, don't do that. And so if we're not becoming more heavenly minded, if we're not becoming more heavenly minded, then that is spiritually minded, right? That's what I mean by that. Like unto the unsafe, and less like the unsafe people surrounding us, then we'll slowly let go of the joy of the Lord, and it'll slip out of our lives, and we'll find ourselves living in a way that is not necessarily real pleasing, to the Spirit, because we can grieve the Holy Spirit. He's not going to leave you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but you can grieve him, right? So Israel repented for allowing the strangers into their lives, okay? For marrying into the heathen, you know, and allowing that stuff. So we must allow ourselves to become holy and separate from the strangers of the world, in the sense that we don't become like them and join in with them and let the demon strangers into us, right? Those demonic spirits come in, that, because, you know, you join yourself to them. There's transference of spirits. Okay? You make the world your best friend. You're going to pick up devils that way. They touch you. They're around you. You're in union with them. So you need to plug in and stay plugged in, folks, because I'll tell you something. Jesus is returning soon, and we are going to manifest Jesus to this world. Hallelujah. And we need to do it in the Spirit and not in the flesh. That's for sure, because, listen, you can't really do it effectively in the flesh. It's got to be the spiritual anointing It brings us through these latter hours that we're living in these latter days as we see the world falling into greater darkness around us and people doing things and compromising in ways that we would never have thought, okay, that was going to happen. And many people have never seen it this way and never thought it would be this way. But it's becoming ways that we might have never thought it would be. Or they thought, well, maybe it'll happen that way off in the future. Well, it's happening now, folks. And we need to walk in the Spirit. We need to be tuned in, plugged in, and flowing, and getting rid of our demons that are still abiding there in us, and getting out of agreement with these things, and just living from the grace and truth of God so that we recognize the deception when it comes. Because in the latter days, there would be great deception. The Bible clearly tells you many will be deceived. And we don't want to be in that number, saints. We're going to be in the number that knows what's going on. We're going to be in the number that walks in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Everybody say yes and amen. I agree with that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for refreshing us tonight, renewing our strength. Little different message, but it's the kind of message we need, the kind of message we refresh you with. Thank you for that joy rising up in our spirit, Lord. Let that joy rise up in us now. Let that Spirit of God rise up and let us be very fruitful, Lord. That love, that joy, that peace, that long-suffering, that temperance in the areas that we hadn't been able to conquer before. People have been able to conquer in their diets or their smoking or their drinking or whatever it may be, their habits. Lord, let them conquer as the Spirit of God rises up in them. Let God arise, and the enemies of God will be scattered. Those enemies, those demons, those bitter things, that anger, whatever it is, let them be scattered in Jesus' name as God arises, arises, arise in me. Arise, O God, arise up in me, up out of my spirit. Let the kingdom of God manifest that is within me. Let it manifest. Let it rise, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise in Jesus' name. Let it rise. Let that spirit life manifest. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let the glory of God, let the glory of the Lord rise upon us. Let the glory of the Lord rise upon us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Hallelujah. Let it rise. Let your glory rise up in your people, Lord. Let your spirit walk through us, Lord. Let that holy anointing rise up. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus, for rising in me. Yes, speak it out loud where you're sitting right now. Thank you, Jesus, for rising up in me. I am a spirit being, not a flesh-ruled being, not a flesh-dominated being. I'm a spirit-ruled, spirit-dominated being because I am a new creation in Christ, and God is spirit, therefore I am spirit. My new creation person is spirit, not flesh. My true identity is spirit, not flesh, not the natural man. A natural man doesn't understand the things of the Spirit because it's not, they're spiritually discerned. But I am Spirit, so I discern them. Hallelujah. Amen. I understand the things of the Spirit because I'm Spirit. You're Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be it unto us, Lord, even as has been spoken here tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Amen. In a few minutes, we'll come back and we'll do some deliverance tonight. All right.
I've lived a simple life. I've walked a thousand times. Back and forth, lost in the road that leads from work to home. I've been a million places, I've seen a ton of faces, but no love and no reason to live. Then one day, someone told me about a better life. I met the man, I took his hand. I'm superficiality in this loving family. Yes, I know this is where I wanna serve my Lord. I will find the others who are lost and covered by the blinding ways of the world. I see now that there's more, there's a better life. I have reason now, I can hold it in. I wanna scream it out, and now I'm free, 'cause I believe, and I met my Jesus. I'm not alone, now I can live, with all my heart I wanna give. Now I'm free, 'cause I believe, nothing can find me now. I have hope, I have faith, 'cause I'm now.
Welcome back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's do some deliverance for a little while here. So we have a few minutes left here. You know, something coming to me, I don't know, but I'm sensing that I need to deal with irritability. Some people are just getting irritated. Little things are irritating them lately. Just, I don't know who all that may be, but coming to me that I need to cast that out. Little things irritate you and shouldn't even bother you, but you're getting irritated about these things, and you don't need to be irritated. You just need to rest in the Lord, give them to Jesus, but that's not happening. If things are irritating you, things are bothering you that shouldn't be bothering you. So we just command that irritability spirit that's irritating and calling you to be irritated to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you. We break that power, that spirit in Jesus' name. Command that spirit of irritability to come out, being irritated. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Maybe it's people at work, people at home that are irritating you. But we command that spirit to come out. Maybe it's your spouse that's irritating you. Come out in Jesus' name. We bind that spirit of irritation. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Feeling irritated. Come out, come out, come out. Being disturbed that way. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All that irritated spirit, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind you. I break your control over people. Out, come 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 out of there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you've got to go all the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus against that irritability, irritable spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Anger spirits, go. Right, we're talking to anger tonight. Talking to that anger. Maybe you're an angry person. Maybe you've been angry a lot, don't want to be, but it's like you just can't seem to conquer that. Come out of there. All that anger. You got to hate it. You got to hate the evil. Come out. All that anger spirit, I bind you, command you to come out in Jesus' name right now. Loose them and let them go. Come out, come out, come out. That anger, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, come out, anger, come out, come out. Come out, come out of there, up and out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, come out anger, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 come out, come up and out. Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. Come on, loose them and let them go, all the way out, all the way out, all that anger come out. Jesus' name. Maybe you've been betrayed. That spirit of betrayal has caused you problems in your life. A spirit of betrayal. Maybe you've been betrayed a number of times. We come against that betrayal spirit, betraying spirit. Maybe it's causing you to be betrayed because you have a betrayal spirit you picked up somehow from being betrayed. Come out, all that betrayal spirit, come out. Come out, the betrayal spirit. I bind you. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 all that betrayal spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. Right now, I bind that betrayal spirit causing you to be betrayed. In Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. All the way out, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go all the way out. That betrayal spirit that attracts betrayal to you. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go all the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Yes, all the way out. All that anger keep coming out. All that anger that we've been calling out, got to go. You got to go. We rebuke you, anger. Come out, come out, come out. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. So we got to resist that anger and allow the fruit of the Spirit to manifest love instead of anger. Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord, for rising in me. That love is rising up out of my spirit. That fruit is, I'm becoming very fruitful with love. All that anger, go, 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 go. All that anger, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that hurt, you come out. All that hurt, hurt by various things, by people, hurt, that hurting spirit, being hurt by betrayal, being hurt by people that have done things to hurt you and wounded you, come out. All that hurt, I bind you hurt, come out in Jesus' name. All those hurt spirits, come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All that hurt. All that wound. Come out in Jesus' name. Yeah. You know, most Christians are the walking wounded anyway because, you know, they're still wounded. They haven't been healed. And some of them are, you know, on a stretcher actually, but some of them are the walking wounded. And they just keep on functioning, but man, they're so wounded, they're so demonized with the pain of these hurts. And if you just pull the carpet back, oh my, you know, it's kind of nasty there, you know, painful in there. So we just rebuke that and command that hurt to go, those wounds to go. In Jesus' name, those festering wounds, those spirits that keep them in there, that keep them lodged in there, we command those demons to get out of there. Those lodging wound spirits that lodges those wounds in there, lodges those hurts where they can't seem to be juggled loose, come out of there, come out of there right now. Go, 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 come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way, all that pain, come out, emotional pain, emotional trauma, come out, 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 all the way out, emotional pain, emotional trauma, go, 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 all the way, come out, 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 in Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out, all the way out. I think it's more than just apathy and complacency. I think it's fear is over our republic. People are too afraid to stand up. You know, they've had it put on them for so many years. Fear has been dominant force to keep people under the thumb of a evil government. See, But that's my thought on it. Anyway, there may be apathy and complacency there too, but the bottom spirit, the one behind it, is fear. So keep coming out of there, all the way out. Go all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Keep coming out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Go, go, go. Amen. Keep going all the way out, all the way out. Spirit of deception, go. Spirit of delusion, go all the way out. These last day delusion. People are deluded today, given over to reprobate minds. People are getting given over. I mean, it's just they put themselves in a position where they can have a reprobate mind. The demons put them in a position, and they get it, all right? So we just pray for that delusion and deceptions to go, even over those who don't have reprobate minds right now. Whereas they're trying to work on Christians, you get out of there. That spirit of deception, spirit of delusion, come out. Remember the Bible said there'd be a strong delusion upon many in these latter days. Come out of there. Go, go. And we can sure see that one happening. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All deception, self-deception, all delusion, come out, all the way out. All the way out. Go, go. Keep moving out, up and out, all the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Yeah, people compromise due to fear, even though they might not be able to say, oh, I'm not afraid of nothing. They'll say that, but yeah, but really there's an ingrained fear that's been put, and ever since a person was born, they've been ingrained with the spirit of fear to be dominated, okay? And we've had, you know, we've ministered to people who've been under MK Ultra programs and mind control. But see, there's a mind control that's been put on our whole society since the day people were born. And a lot of people are simply still under that mind control, and they've had the real whatever it was to be a man taken out of them, you know. They're not really men anymore, and they're not really women anymore. I mean, anyway, that's another story I'm not going to get into right now. But keep coming out, all the way out. All that spirit of worry, that spirit of worrying about things, you come out of there in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Yes, we've known people that have ministered to them, people that have been in government programs of MKUltra and different things that have been done to them. It's just nasty. Anyway, keep coming out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, self-pity, you come out. Self-pity, come out. That self-pity, we speak to that. Spirit of self-pity, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all that self-pity, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. Self-pity, go, 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 come out, all the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we're going to abide in the Lord. We're going to abide in his presence. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to stay connected to the vine. Hallelujah. We're going to be spiritual beings. That's what we really are, so we should get used to it because that's our true identity, and we're going to be that forever, even though we'll have a new body, a spiritual body and all that. But like Jesus, you know, his body, he could go through walls, right? He could do whatever, travel at the speed of, a light or whatever speed he goes at. Hallelujah. I mean, there are things that we have no comprehension of yet, but we can begin to see some of them in the Word and see where it's going and begin to even guess at what's going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. Keep coming out of there. Go, go, go. All the way up out of there. Go. All the way out. Yeah, spirit of aches and pains, that's a good one to cast out tonight. You have aches and pains in your body, you spirits of aches and pains, you come out of there right now. I rebuke that spirit of aches and pains. Come out. Come out. Come on. All that aches and pain. They try to tell people, you get older, you're just going to have aches and pains. Well, you know, I don't receive that. That's a curse, see. But that's what they, you know, that's what they try to say. You're going to need, you know, all these garbage, over-the-counter things that just do damage to your body, right? NSAIDs, you know, those things are bad for your health, man. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Aches and pain spirits, we break the curse of aches and pains. We break it in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way out. All the way out, in Jesus' name, go. I'm up out of there, go. All the way out, aches and pains. In Jesus' name, we rebuke them. Come out right now. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke them all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out. All those aches and pains, back pain. Come out of there all the way out. All those pains. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All that spirit of rule by carnality, come out of there. You know, that carnal rule spirit just trying to keep you just so carnally minded that you never walk in the spirit hardly at all. That carnal demon that just tried to dominate, that make you fleshly, make you just dwell on the flesh, dwell on the pains of the flesh. Come out of there. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out of there. Go, 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 go. The critical spirit, too. That critical spirit has to go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. That critical spirit. Come out, come out. Come on. That murmuring. Come out, the murmuring spirit, we speak to you too. Come out, we break your grip, be weakened by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way. Come out, come out, come out, come out, 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 out. All the way out, all the way out. All the way out of there, up and out of there. Come on, all the way up out of there. Move, 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 move. In Jesus' name, in all the way. Come out, in Jesus' name. Premature aging, premature deterioration of the body. You come out. Come out. That deterioration spirit. Try to deteriorate your body. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Premature aging, destroying, deteriorating the body. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. My youth is renewed like the eagles, is my confession. And so that's what I say. And, you know, thank you, Jesus. Come out of there. All the way out. Come 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 out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there all the way out. We also confess with a long life, you will satisfy me and show me your salvation. See, there's so many scriptures that need to be spoken instead of all this garbage the world is saying and the devil is saying to you. You know, it's all a lie. You know, we don't have to receive that stuff. Just say, when you hear somebody say that stuff to you, just say, I don't receive that. Even if you have to say it out loud, I don't receive that. And they say it again, I don't receive that, you know. And if they ask you what you're talking about, witness to them. Tell them the truth, you know. Tell them that, you know, the word of God is the opposite of what you're trying to tell me, see. And so I'm just going to not receive that and say what the word says over me, you know. That's my life. Keep coming out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out. We get out of our tongue out of agreement with the world in Jesus' name. Get in agreement with the spirit. Amen. We talk spirit talk. Amen. We don't talk flesh talk. That's what everybody's familiar with. They're not familiar with spirit talk. They're not familiar with the talk of the word, but they're familiar with the talk of the world, and we don't need to talk that way, folks. I'm telling you, that's not us, all right? Keep coming out of there, all the way out, up and out, up and out, all the way. Gluttony, spirit of gluttony, you come out. Come on. Spirit of self-reward, you come out. Always think you deserve a reward. Oh, I've had a bad day. I'm going to eat a pint of ice cream. Come out of there. Go, go, go. All that self-reward. Oh, I need to just go out and have a shopping spree. I've had such a bad day. It's been horrible. Come out, all the way out. Come on, all that self-reward. Come out. Self-reward. Go, go, go. Come out. come out, 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 come out. All that self-reward spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Move, 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 move. All that murmuring, keep coming. Every bit of that murmuring, come out. All the way out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All that murmuring and critical spirit, keep going from the root. We pull you up from the root. Come out. In Jesus' name, be weakened by the blood and go all the way out, all the way up out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out in Jesus' name, up and out in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus against these spirits, the blood of Jesus against all these spirits in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We break the control of fear. Come out of there, all those deep-rooted fears that we're even unaware of, that have been put on us by the culture since the day we were born. We break that fear. Come out in Jesus' name. We break the power of that fear. We break the programming of that fear. We break the control of that fear in the name of Jesus right now. Come out. 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 All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of their fear. All the way out. All the way. We break the curse of fear and the control. Come out. Mind control, too. That mind control. Government mind control. Society mind control. All those mind control spirits, we command them to come out in Jesus' name. All that mind control. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go. 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 All that fear. Come out. All that mind control, come out, 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 in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus against that fear, against that mind control, against that murmuring, come out of there, all the way, keep going, keep moving, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there, all the way out, in Jesus' name. The blood is against you, demons. The blood is against you, demons. You have to obey. You have to move. Keep moving up out of there. Move, 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 move. Put your hand where that spirit is at and say, move out of there, all the way out. Go, go in Jesus' name. You've got to go. I'm out of agreement with you. Go. Come out, 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 come out. Sometimes the spirit gets stuck coming out. Put your hand there. Put it on your throat. Come all the way up out of there. Move, 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 move. Up and out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way up out of the neck, the spinal column. Move up out of the spinal column. Anytime spirits will lodge at the base of your neck, come out of there. All the way up out of there. Move up out of the base of the neck. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. We break you loose from there. In Jesus' name, you get out of there. I break your hold. Loose them and let them go. Come out of there. Out of there. Out of there. Out of there. All the way out. Out of the neck. Out of the spinal column. Come out. Come out. Sometimes those demons will wrap around the spinal column. You untangle, you unwind, and move up out of the spinal column. Come out of there right now. Move, 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 move up out of there. Move, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, up out of there. Go, 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 go out of the spinal column. Go right now, out of there. Move, 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 move. Keep moving. Go, 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 all the way out. All the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus, and the word of God that says, in my name you will cast out devils. So we do, because you told us to. Come out of there, all the way out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Father, we thank you for this deliverance time tonight, Lord, that you've given us and the word that you gave tonight, Father. We praise you, worship you, honor you. Thank you for glorious liberation and sealing this deliverance to those who have received it tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I appreciate y'all listening tonight and being here. And it's time to go again. So we're going to say goodbye. So we'll be back next Friday to share the word again and do what the Lord will have us to do. All right. Well, love y'all. God bless. And good night. When I'm weary.
will start to show some rust. All the things I placed my hopes in crumble into dust. I will keep on fighting and do what I simply must. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. Israel, and that's every prince of God. That is what you made me for of myself, I'm surely not. You're my hope, the only one who's good and pure and just. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. All the suffering and the pain of all the countless innocents when you come again. When it seems the enemy's won and my cause is lost, in you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. You're my light and song, I know your judgments will be heard. You're the rock upon which all my cares and woes I'll thrust. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. You've been my salvation from the enemy within. Your grace proved to be greater than my weaknesses and sin. For as long as I live, I will love you at any cost. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. You're a shelter, rock, and safety that no enemy can bust. In you I put my trust. 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 In you I put my trust.
Amen. Well, that's good advice, right? In you we put our trust. We're going to trust him when the days are tougher, some days tougher than other days, right? But we're going to put our trust in him no matter what. So don't quit doing that. I mean, that's the time we really need to put our trust in him, right? When the times are even tougher, right? When we're facing the enemy and the enemy throws a little garbage at us, we need to put our trust in Jesus and put our hand in the hand of the Master, right? And just, not just our hand, but our whole being, and let him hold us and get us through it, right? And he will. He's faithful. He's not going to ever leave us or forsake us. That's what his promise is. So you might feel forsaken at times, but see, that's what the feeling the devil gets you, that feeling the devil tries to make you think the Lord's forsaking you, but I guarantee you he hasn't. He said, I will not do that. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So you can be sure he's there with you even when you feel like he's not. He's there. And he's going to keep you. Amen. He's going to take care of you. You can have that kind of confidence, and you should have that kind of confidence in your Lord and your Savior, Jesus, and your Father and the Holy Spirit. I absolutely can't leave you. I mean, he's living inside of you, you know. How can we fall for such stupid lies of a devil telling us he's like, oh, the Lord has left you? No, how could he leave it? He's living inside of me. He doesn't leave me. Another lie, devil. Another lie. So he comes up with some really stupid, corny lies, but people believe it, so he keeps on doing it. I mean, you know, what he can get away with, he'll keep getting away with. He's got a lot of practice on people. But if people would just think of the Word, knowing that the Holy Spirit is living in them, how could he leave you? If the Spirit, oh, God left you, he's mad at you, right? Well, no. Come on. I'm not going to buy that. I'm not going to buy that. There may be times in our life where it seems the Lord is silent, that he's not talking. But you got to realize that sometimes he doesn't talk because you need to be obedient to what he last told you sometimes, you know. And he's being silent. He's waiting on you to get on with the things, the instructions he last gave you. Other reasons, too, that he might not be talking at the time. I mean, might just be letting you trust in him, like this song was, you know, I will trust in you always, you know. In you I put my trust. So even if he's silent at times, he's not going to always be silent. You know, he'll speak again to you. He'll continue to encourage you even if he's silent. So you'll sense the Spirit of God in you because, you know, he is there. So you just be attentive to what's really inside of you, and you'll know that he's abiding there in you all the time, all the time, and that he's a faithful God. And we know that he's going to continue to be that way all the way to the end. The Bible says even to your hoar hairs, right? That's when our hairs turn white, you know. Well, they haven't turned white yet. I mean, a lot of them are turning gray, but they haven't turned white yet. So anyway, praise the Lord. He's taking care of us, and he's going to bring us through all the way to the end of this world and take us on into the next system of glory, where there won't be any devil to torment us or trouble us. He'll be bound for 1,000 years and be loose for a little season on the certain population, not us, but on certain population. And then he will deceive one more time the nations, and then it'll be over for Satan after that for good. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I'll be glad when that's all over, but I'm looking forward to living through that time, and it'll be certainly an exciting time, and we'll all be together, and it'll be wonderful. We get to meet and fellowship and rejoice without the demons there anymore to be a hindrance to us. Hallelujah for that. We don't need those little hindering devils anymore, do we? Amen. Praise God. All right, well, love y'all. I will say goodnight now. Appreciate your time and being able to share with you the things of the Lord tonight. God bless you. Good night.